for details.
Chili Peppers, Soul to Squeeze, St. Louis's new rock alternative, 105.7 The Point. Check out 105.7thepoint.com. Our website has your chance to win a trip for Cuervo Nation. Also, tickets to go see The Darkness when they come to town. The DVD copy of The Osbournes 2.5. And you can also vote on the five songs that definitely do not suck. Not only that, if you're a Point Club member, which, of course, if you're not, take just 30 seconds and sign up and become one. You get your unfair internet advantage, and you could have already gotten your Point Fest tickets starting this morning at 10 a.m. That goes until 10 p.m. on Friday. Of course, they go on sale to the general public on Saturday at 12 noon. Point Fest 16 features these guys, Breaking Benjamin. It's Polyamorous in The Point.
This summer, why not join a church group?
Dave, sexual purity is one of the most important promises we make at Promise Keepers.
I'm out.
Dave, good. Somebody. We have a runner.
On second thought, how about attending Point Fest 16?
Point Fest
16. June 5th at the UMB Bank Pavilion.
Featuring
Breaking Benjamin. Story of the year.
Until the day I die.
Crossfade.
What I really meant to say.
Sugar Cult.
The way that he makes you feel.
The Von Bondies.
Come on.
Oftermar.
And the almighty return of
The Urge. And more to be announced. Point Fest 16.
20 bands for $20.
The best value of the summer.
All tickets include parking. It's Point Fest 16, June 5th at the UMB Bank Pavilion. Tickets for Point Fest 16 go on sale Saturday, May 15th at noon. Get your tickets early online at 1057thepoint.com with a special internet presale starting Tuesday at 10 a.m. Brought to you by 1057 The Point.
Vetterot College has classes now forming at their Sunset Hills location.
We report to you.
St. Melissa's new rock alternative.
Let's
go! 1057.
1057.
The Point. Point. Point.
Rock Alternative 105.7 The Point. That is STP, obviously. Velvet Revolver still planning on coming on Thursday. It's the first of the big shows.
Still planning.
I say that because somebody called in the other day with one of those silly rumors, and you know all kinds of silly rumors have been going around all day today. But somebody called in and said, you know, I heard they might not come. I was like, no, that's not true.
And it was my mission today to watch the Velvet Revolver video for Slither on MTV.
Right, and you didn't have much luck, I hear?
No, I watched for like 10 hours today. I don't have MTV2, nor the Fuse Network.
Right.
So I made it my mission to watch the Velvet Revolver video. And I watched, and I watched, and I watched. Nothing. Nothing.
I'm sorry.
I saw the Beyonce video 15 times. The new Usher video, which, by the way, pretty good. I saw that hall a bunch of times.
Look at Rizzuto rocking the love for Usher.
Alicia Keys, I saw that damn video 50,000 times.
Well, she can play piano. But she's no Scott Weiland.
This was like a musical lesson for me today. I really caught up on what's going on in the world of Top 40. And I'll tell you what, not much.
Apparently, so little that they have to play them over and over and over again.
Oh, and in my watchings, I got to see Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen count down the top 25 hottest stars under 25.
My show just took a terrible dive with the mention of those two. Did they not look like little orangutans when they were children? Is that just me?
No, they still do.
They looked like little monkeys when they were babies on that show. And I never thought they were cute then.
Monkeys worth $1 billion.
Okay, so they're pricey monkeys. But they have grown up to be much cuter than I thought they would be, but not like, I still think they still resemble a little bit of the...
Well, and watching this MTV special they had, they looked miserable. Like, they look like two miserable 17-year-olds.
Okay, we've spent way too much time on...
I'm just saying.
Those two...
Well, there's a lesson to be learned.
Okay, never mention
money them. Does not equal happiness.
Was that what you got out of it?
That's what I did.
As long as Confucius and Rizzuto both come to the same conclusion, then I think it's been a good day. All right,
that's the conclusion I came to.
Good for you. Well, I, Rizzuto's up next. He's got the five songs that definitely do not suck coming up tonight at 9.
That was also the topic on Sesame Street today.
Okay. And I'm going to leave you with some Beastie Boys and then in the capable hands of Rizzuto, who... Maybe he'll discuss the finer, piffy nuances of...
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? And the reason he really wore sweaters. I don't know. It's all coming up on the Rizzuto Show next. This is Beastie Boys' new stuff called Check It Out on The Point.
All you checkies and TV addicts. Don't mean to diss, don't mean to bring static.
KPNT. St. Genevieve. St. Louis.
This is St. Louis's new rock alternative.
Check it out.
The Point.
St. Louis's new rock alternative, 105.7 The Point. What's going on? It's Rizzuto. We're the radio station that brings the savings to you. Now, you've heard about this Point Fest 16 thing. 20 bands for $20, June 5th, UMB Bank Pavilion. But the deal gets a little sweeter. Now, the general on sale